morning, everyone. I'm Bailey Kane, and I will be graduating from Godwin High School in a short 5.5 weeks. So excited. I'm so ready to graduate. I'm also super excited to be studying pharmacy at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia starting this fall. I would first like to start off by saying how grateful I am for our supportive community here at Tuckahoe, and how I would never have come so far in my faith journey without all of you to help along the way. When I started attending youth group in middle school, I wouldn't have expected it to have such an amazing impact on my life. Most of you probably know my brother Dylan and his friend Colin Hogg. They are the reason I was introduced to this church, willingly including me, the annoying middle school-aged younger sister, along to service and youth group, and allowing me to establish my second home here through the ministries and incredible people at Tuckahoe. Our scripture today, being the fitting Psalm 23, speaks highly on this transitional period in my life and reminds me that wherever I go in life, I will always have my shepherd to lead me on a path of righteousness. As we all know, life comes with its highs and lows, its mountains and valleys, its decisions we must make in order to sink or swim. The first verse of Psalm 23 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I know we've heard this verse countless times today, but to really understand it is to know its personalized reasoning. For every milestone in life, I am humbled by the impact my faith has had and will continue to have, and realize the substantially positive aspects of every privilege I am gifted by Him. The important people in our lives leave imprints. They may stay or go in the physical realm, but they are always there in your heart because they helped form your heart. This quote by author Rachel Cohn explains the deep-seated relationship I had with my grandma that has largely impacted my view on life. Unfortunately, my grandma passed away a few years ago. This was particularly hard for me because we were very close and shared an extraordinary bond. She strengthened my faith immensely through her supportive nature and constantly finding ways to spread her positivity through everyone she interacted with. Verse 4 reads, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Knowing that this is true confirms my faith even further, where this confirmation is continued by, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Comfort. I think that this is the most crucial word in this scripture, because it encompasses the true meaning behind everything that we, as a faithful congregation, believe in. Without this feeling of comfort and immersive sense of His love and protection, we would simply be without a shepherd, lost in feelings of loneliness and dysfunction. With this in mind, we continue by reading, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. My cup overflows with His love and sense of protection. When I am faced with challenges, in which there are bound to be many, I will recognize the overflowing encouragement of the ideals in this faith we share. We end by reading, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." As I move into this next stage of my life, I know that the Lord, my shepherd, will lead me on a path of righteousness through the enemies of loneliness and dysfunction, and will forever provide me with an overflowing cup of all-encompassing protection, love, and comfort. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jay Guller. I don't know how I'm going to follow that up, but if I remember correctly from confirmation class with Miss Flournoy, all-around good answer to a question is, "I don't know, but I sure do love Jesus." So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just kidding. I did do my homework on the 23rd Psalm, and I'm not going to let it go to waste. Those of you from my mom's generation might say, back in my day, we had to memorize the 23rd Psalm word for word in fourth grade. But I think I can speak for most of the youth group here when I say that the first time I remember hearing the 23rd Psalm was when Sarah and the other youth advisors said that it was going to be our theme for Youth Sunday. But I was never one to learn from lecture alone. I have to read something 2 or 3 times for me to understand it. Once I did that with the 23rd Psalm, I came up with a general synopsis. God has provided me every opportunity for me to succeed, and he will guide me in times of need. With this summary of the 23rd Psalm, I was reminded of the episode of The Simpsons where Homer becomes a helicopter parent for Bart and Lisa. After a quick Google search, the definition of a helicopter parent is a parent who takes an overprotective or excessive interest in the life of their child or children. But this didn't really seem like what the psalm was trying to say. So I went to the one thing that was giving me definitive answers, Google. And when I searched 23rd Psalm, after realizing I accidentally searched the 23rd Amendment, I saw that the psalm was nicknamed "The Lord is my shepherd." And when I think of a shepherd, I think of a person who guides sheep. And this seemed more accurate than a helicopter parent. It's a job that is less and more personal than a parent. Each sheep has its own personal relationship with the shepherd, like your nightly prayers to God, and a less personal relationship with the shepherd when they're all in a group, like going to church or... It is a type of relationship that you can only have with God, and it's unique in that regard. But unlike most relationships, your relationship with God will last forever. But if you want a healthy relationship with God, treat it like any other relationship. Talk to God, check in with him from time to time, show him your love and respect, and know that he's there for you always. Thank you.